Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson, the gospel according to St. Mark, the third chapter, where Jesus says, For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. There's an old English proverb that I'm sure you're aware of. It goes, blood is thicker than water, meaning that family bonds are much tighter and closer than your connection to others around you. But in our gospel text this morning, Jesus takes that proverb and turns it upside down. As we just heard, when the crowds tell Jesus that his mother and brothers are outside seeking him, he ignores his biological family. And he says, whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. At this part of his earthly ministry, everywhere Jesus goes, he is surrounded and followed by crowds. They even follow him into the home with his disciples, so close that they cannot even eat. And by the time Mary and Jesus' brothers arrive on the scene, there are so many people inside, the family's left standing outside. They can't even get into the house. And they have deep concern. They're worried about Jesus. We have to remember, at this point of Jesus' ministry, his mother and brothers and sisters do not believe that Jesus is who he claims to be. But what they do believe is that Jesus might be having a breakdown. He's been acting peculiar and possibly might even be out of his mind. To them, Jesus was always just an ordinary guy. Mary had raised him from birth, and the brothers had grew up around him and played games with him and worked with him. But they didn't recognize this Jesus. And it all started after he met with John the Baptist in the Jordan River. Immediately after baptism, with no reason to them that they knew of, Jesus vanished. He went off into the wilderness for 40 days. And when he came home, he looked weak, as if he hadn't eaten for weeks. And despite his physical condition, he began this arduous routine of preaching and teaching and healing the sick and driving out demons. They really thought he was about to have a breakdown, so they were going to send someone to intervene. Because blood is thicker than water. He may have lost his mind, but they wanted to protect him from embarrassment and further embarrassing of the family. Well, scribes had also been following Jesus. They're following him for a different purpose. They don't like him because they see Jesus as a threat to their authority. The problem is, the scribes, they cannot deny Jesus' authority that he teaches with. They cannot deny that he is healing people and driving out demons. And they know that no mere mortal can do these works of God. But they still refuse to believe that Jesus is God, sent from the Father. So when you're at the end of your wits, what do you do? Well, you accuse Jesus of something. He's Beelzebul. He is an arm of Satan. He's casting out Satan on Satan's behalf. But Jesus explains in his parables that no kingdom can stand if it's fighting itself from within. How could Jesus be doing Satan's bidding if that bidding is driving Satan out? So then he reveals his Father's plan in another parable. Jesus says, but if no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. then indeed he may plunder his house. Satan is the strong man. He wants you and I to believe that he is in charge of the world, that he has sole authority. It's the same claim that he's been making all the way back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He deceived them into believing that if they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would be like God. But it was death at first bite. After eating from the tree, they heard God walking through the garden in the cool of the morning, and they were afraid. They hid. They knew they were naked. They knew that their relationship had been fractured with God. They were now separated from God and made friends with the devil. But God, in his rich mercy and grace, has a plan to rescue mankind. He told the devil, he goes, I will put enmity between you and the woman. I will put enmity between you and all of the woman's offspring, meaning future generations and descendants. Enmity is personal hostility. God put personal hostility between the devil and all mankind. And it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Every day, the strong man comes to you hoping to deceive you with those same old lies that he deceived Adam and Eve with. He whispers in your ear, did God really say you have to love your neighbors yourself? Even that loud and annoying and obnoxious neighbor? The one that smells so bad that he might as well be homeless? Did God really say you need to give your first fruits to the church for the church's operation and the spreading of the gospel? Did God really say that marriage is one man and one woman united for life? No divorcing? What do you mean? You even get a mulligan in golf? God wants you to be happy, doesn't he? If your God doesn't want you to be happy, he's not much of a God. The strong man comes with lies, trying to convince you that evil is winning in the world. He tells you that Christianity is on the wrong side of science, that it's on the wrong side of history. And he attacks your body with sickness and disease. He afflicts your mind with depression and doubt. He tries to convince you that you are such a dirty, rotten sinner that there's no way God can forgive you. But the truth of the matter, we heard in our text, there is only one unforgivable sin, and that is the sin against the Holy Spirit. And we have to talk about that. The sin of the Holy Spirit, against the Holy Spirit, is when a person knowingly and intentionally rejects the saving work of God and persists in their unbelief. Good example, that would be the scribes and Pharisees back in the Bible days. It's not something you can do by accident. You do this knowingly. Willful rejection of God, willful rejection of the grace that he's pouring out for you, revealed by the Holy Spirit. So if you're worried that you might have committed it, or you ever worry, well, the fact that you're worrying is proof that you have not committed it, because your concern means that the Holy Spirit is still working on you and still seeking to bring you to repentance and assure you of salvation in Christ. Satan is the strong man. But in our first reading, God put him on notice in the Garden of Eden, telling him that he would send a stronger man. The stronger man shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. and bruise the heel was all that the devil could do. The strong man tempted the stronger man for 40 days in the wilderness, but Jesus held fast to the word of God. As Jesus left the wilderness and went preaching and preaching the gospel, the devil stepped up his battle. But Jesus is the stronger man. He bound the strong man and he plundered his house. With every demon that Jesus cast out, it was one more wrap of rope binding the strong man. Every person delivered from demon possession was Jesus plundering Satan's house. It was a former prize of Satan, now a person of faith in Jesus. Jesus has bound Satan by keeping God's law perfectly and suffering God's entire wrath against sin on your behalf and mine. In his resurrection, Jesus plundered the strong man's house, releasing all who believe in Christ Jesus from the power of death and the grave. It was doing the will of the Father who sent him, so that you might be reconciled back to the Father, no longer needing to be afraid of God, no longer needing to hide in the bushes, but truly reconciled. You have Jesus' promise that the strong man is bound, but he can no longer prevent the gospel of Jesus from being proclaimed. Jesus says the gates of hell will not prevail. But unfortunately, although he's bound, he still comes and afflicts. He comes and afflicts the flesh. And when he does this, we go back to God's word, so that you can experience the power of the stronger man. St. Paul tells us, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. As we also heard in our second reading this morning, so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. The afflictions of this world are temporary. They are real indeed. They cause us to suffer. But Jesus has suffered your sorrows and your pains and your weaknesses. So on this side of heaven, we await anxiously the things that are unseen, await the things that are eternal. And that takes us back to the old proverb that blood is thicker than water. As I said earlier, Jesus turns this proverb on its head. Jesus is teaching us this morning that while you are connected to your biological family by blood, you have an inseparable, holy, and spiritual connection to Christ Jesus and your Christian family. That connection comes through the water, specifically the washing of water with the word in holy baptism. It was at the font that you each became brothers and sisters in Christ. It was in the washing of the water with the Spirit, stronger than any biological blood binding you together. It's all been bought and paid for, ironically, by Jesus' precious blood on the cross. And only those who believe that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world are truly members of Christ's family. So in the text this morning, who are Jesus' mother and brothers? His biological family at this point has not come to life-saving faith. It's those who are gathered in Jesus' midst to be taught by him and catechized by him into righteousness and faith in him. They are his true mother, brother, and sisters. As a member of Jesus' family, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, now you are free to do the Word of God. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are empowered to do the will of God, bearing fruits in repentance and fruits of righteousness, living and thinking and speaking and acting as a new creation in Christ, worthy of being a member of the family. Never forgetting that Jesus is the stronger man. He has bound the devil, and he delivers you from the bondage of sin by his mercy and grace. And by faith in him, you are members of his family. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.